You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Fijian government and aid agencies began delivering much-needed aid on Wednesday to the Pacific nation's remote islands and coastal villages devastated by a powerful cyclone that killed 42 people. The death toll has crept up in the days since Cyclone Winston struck Fiji late on Saturday, as communication has gradually been restored with the outer reaches of the archipelago. Thousands of people are still sheltering in evacuation centres, their homes destroyed by winds or flooded by the most powerful storm to ever strike a Pacific nation. I spoke to Tini Tuala, Caritas Coordinator for Oceania, about the emergency.
In consulting with the two contact people that we have in Fiji, one is in Suva area and the other is in Nandi, what comes loud and clear is the need for shelter for most of the people. In some areas, electricity is not working and it will take time to be restored. In other areas, the electricity is okay, but the water supply is not okay. Food shortages will be felt very soon, and that is one of the concerns both in the short term and in the long term, because the cyclone was called Cyclone 5, and so it really devastated the whole Fiji group of islands. So it's clear that the food and water is in great need. Housing stuff is very much in need, tarpaulins and all that for the immediate response. But at the same time, thinking in advance, it's going to be a lot of work for the recovery of homes and shelters.
Fiji is an archipelago. There are lots of islands. A lot of them have been affected. How many people, more or less, are we talking about who have been affected by the cyclone?
Well, generally speaking, because the cyclone has affected the whole archipelago, so pretty much everybody's affected, and the population of Fiji is around 900,000. But if we look at the statistics to date, almost 4,000 people are displaced and needing of shelters, temporary shelters. But the number of deaths continue to rise. People in shelters, yes, are rising as well. It's too soon right now to speculate the total number of the deaths and all the statistics, because the officials have to get to the outer islands, which is kind of very hard to do right at this point in time. Even in the main islands of Nolevo and Vitilevo, it's still in the preliminary stages of assessment.
Caritas Oceania is on the ground in the area. I understand that because of the whole climate change emergency, you were in a way prepared to tackle an emergency, perhaps not such a devastating one as this.
We are prepared, and we have been preparing for cyclones and being prepared for the natural disasters phenomenon for quite some time now. Right now, Fiji is operating on the Justice and Peace Office, and well, the Caritas family, Oceania family, eager to move in and help out. But yes, to answer your question, yes, we are prepared. We have been preparing for this kind of phenomenon in the past.
Yes, well, everybody's been speaking about El Niño this year as well, and the hurricane, I think, is part of that phenomenon.
Yes, as you know, the Papua New Guinea side of things too, they have been very, very much affected by the El Niño and the drought as a result, and it's causing a lot of havoc in that part of the Pacific, the north part. In other parts like Tonga and Samoa as well, we have experienced the temperature rise. The heat is unbearable. It's hard to sleep at night because it is unusual. And then every year we have to anticipate a cyclone or two, because it seems like that's where we are heading right now in terms of the climate change.
I was reading on the wires that the World Health Organization is concerned that lack of water and infrastructure could give rise to problems such as dengue fever and even the Zika virus.
Yes, that we didn't have to wait for the cyclones to happen to be aware of that, but we have experienced that with the changing of the weather and the patterns, the mosquito biascos. In Samoa, we have experienced, and in Tonga as well, and other parts of the Pacific, we have experienced what you call the chikungunya that was spread by the mosquitoes, adding on to the dengue fever. Now the Zika virus, these things are happening in our part of the world. And I think it's all because of the changing of the weather patterns. I cannot say enough that the need for help in Fiji is a lot. It's just too much. Fiji needs a lot of support.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say on Vatican Radio?
Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity to share this on behalf of the Caritas Oceania family. But at the same time, Oceania family would like to express our sincere and heartfelt feelings for the people of Fiji, your brothers and sisters in Fiji. And the Caritas Oceania would like to assure the Fijian brothers and sisters that they are in our prayers, and we will do everything in our capability to assist them and walk with them in this time.
That was Tini Tuala, Caritas Coordinator for Oceania.